take heed and keep yourselves free from covetousness. A man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he may possess. Happiness comes not from the power of wealth, and joy springs not from riches. Wealth in itself is not a curse, but the love of riches many times leads to such devotion to the things of this world that the soul becomes blinded to the beautiful attractions of the spiritual realities of the kingdom of God on earth and to the joys of eternal life in heaven. Let me tell you a story of a certain rich man whose ground brought forth plentifully. And when he had become very rich, he began to reason with himself, saying, "What shall I do with all my riches? I now have so much that I have no place to store my wealth." And when he had meditated on his problem, he said, "This I will do. I will pull down my barns and build greater ones, and thus will I have abundant room in which to store my fruits and my goods. Then can I say to my soul, 'Soul, you have much wealth laid up for many years. Take now your ease, eat, drink, and be merry, for you are rich and increased in goods.'" But this rich man was also foolish. In providing for the material requirements of his mind and body, he failed to lay up treasures in heaven for the satisfaction of the spirit and for the salvation of the soul. And even then he was not to enjoy the pleasure of consuming his hoarded wealth, for that very night was his soul required of him. That night there came the brigands who broke into his house to kill him. And after they had plundered his barns, they burned that which remained. And for the property which escaped the robbers, his heirs fell to fighting among themselves. This man laid up treasures for himself on earth, but he was not rich toward God. It is not a sin to have honorable wealth, but it is a sin if you convert the wealth of material possessions into treasures which may absorb your interests and divert your affections from devotion to the spiritual pursuits of the kingdom. There is no sin in having honest possessions on earth, provided your treasure is in heaven. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. There is a great difference between wealth which leads to covetousness and selfishness, and that which is held and dispensed in the spirit of stewardship by those who have an abundance of this world's goods, and who so bountifully contribute to the support of those who devote all their energies to the work of the kingdom. Many of you who are here and without money are fed and lodged in yonder tented city because liberal men and women of means have given funds to your host, David Zebedee, for such purposes. But never forget that after all, wealth is unenduring. The love of riches all too often obscures and even destroys the spiritual vision. Fail not to recognize the danger of wealth becoming not your servant, but your master. I have come to judge neither the rich nor the poor, but the lives men live will sit in judgment on all. Whatever else may concern the wealthy in the judgment, at least three questions must be answered by all who acquire great wealth. And these questions are: 1. How much wealth did you accumulate? 2. How did you get this wealth? And 3. How did you use your wealth?